Everyone in Nacogdoches knew Tom Mames had come to some bad end. Well, the sheriff would call him stealing chickens and such by the time he was 10. And one day his daddy took a $10 bill and he tucked it in his hand. He said, I could tell you're headed for trouble, son, and your mama wouldn't understand. So he took out money in his brother's old bay and left without a word of thanks. Fell in with a crowd in some border town, took to robbing banks. You look a run out fast, and a few years came and went. Till he's trapped in an alley in Abilene with all before she'll spin. And he realized praying was the only thing that he hadn't ever tried. Well, he wasn't sure he knew quite how, but he looked up to the sky. Said, you don't owe me nothing, and as far as I know, Lord, don't owe nothing to you. Well, I ain't asking for a miracle, Lord, just a little bit of luck to do. And you know I ain't never prayed before, but it always seemed to me that praying's the same as begging, Lord, I don't take no charity. Yeah, but right now, Lord, I'm back to the wall, can't help but recall how they nearly hung me for stealing a horse in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Parker said guilty and the gavel came next like a cannon shot. And I went away quietly and I began to file my plot. Well, I sent the preacher down to my cell. He said, Lord is your only hope. He's the only friend that you're gonna have when you hit the end of Parker's rope. And I guess he could have kept on preaching at Christmas, but he turned his back on me. I put a homemade blade to that golden throat and that's the deputy for the key. Call I ever had, as I'm sure you already know. I had some help from you, Lord. The devil himself's been strictly touch and go. Yeah, but who in the hell am I talking to? Ain't no one here but me. And then the cop pulled his pistols and he spit in the dirt and he walked out in the street.